Chapter 8. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
Well, they can't simply have just disappeared,
Jaina Solo said.
I mean, that was a lot of ships. They've got to be somewhere.
Physics would dictate that, Luke Skywalker replied, rubbing his eyes wearily. But I get the feeling that Abeloth and the Sith aren't great believers in physics.
All can be bent to one's will, if one's will is strong enough,
said Vistara Kai, looking up from a game of Dejarik. Luke's son, Ben, had dug up the program and was instructing her in its finer points.
That's some kind of lost tribe Sithy saying?
Ben retorted, but he was grinning and the words had no sting. Vistara smiled back at him.
Nope,
she said.
I just made it up. Do you like it?
No, Luke said sharply, even though the question was meant for Ben. He was in no mood to patiently indulge teenage flirting, which the conversation was perilously beginning to resemble. Vistara, you could do a great deal of good if you'd simply tell us where your homeworld is instead of inventing platitudes. Vistara's eyes, warm with mirth as they regarded Ben, turned cold for a moment.
Good,
she repeated.
Master Skywalker, I'm Sith. I don't do good, remember?
Or at least that's what you keep insisting.
She's got you there, Dad,
Ben said. He examined the board, frowning a little as Vistara moved her Molotar 2 squares, where it proceeded to attack Ben's Hujix.
Yeah,
Jaina agreed.
She does.
While Luke's niece was only present in holographic form, she had apparently been following the conversation. Luke fought the urge to scowl.
You would have me believe that you've turned your back on such things, Luke said. That you are working with us now, not the Sith, nor Abeloth. As such, I think you'd be more willing to help us.
Vistara's eyes flashed briefly, but she did not rise to the bait.
I have helped as best I could, without becoming something I despise,
she said quietly, wrapping a surprising amount of dignity around her like a cloak.
I may not agree with what this strike force is doing, but that doesn't mean I want to turn them over for Jedi-approved genocide.
Hey, wait just a minute, Vist...
Ben began. Luke lifted a hand for silence, and for a change, Ben obeyed the unspoken command.
Jedi, Luke said, his voice just as soft as Vistara's and just as intense. Do not condone or participate in genocide. We've been on the receiving end of it. Or didn't you know about that?
Oh, I know,
Vistara replied.
And I know from what Ship told us that Order 66 was issued by a Sith and carried out by a Sith who was your own father. If anyone has reason to hate my...
She caught herself and corrected.
The Sith. It's Jedi. And you. You're making my argument for me. Why in the universe would I willingly lead you to my world when I know you will feel obligated to kill everyone?